What's going on, guys? Today is Thursday, September 15th, 2022. Hoping you're having a good Thursday. One more day until the weekend is officially here. But today's episode, I know there's a lot going on right now with the migrants, the immigration system, whatever you want to call it, Governor DeSantis flying them, the Martha's Vineyard, Governor Abbott's dropping off buses at Kamala's front door, ironically. I posted a video about that on TikTok today, so check that out at CJ Bronson Show on TikTok. But this episode is about someone who's more special. Who's more special than Kamala? Who could that be? Well, that's none other than Hunter Biden. Remember him? Hunter Biden is in the news again, folks. Can't make this up if I wanted to. He is trying to, lower his child support payments. That's right. For his child support payments for the four-year-old love child that he had with London Roberts. Yes. And why? Why would anyone want to lower their child support payments for a child that they've never seen? Well, he's claiming that he's having financial difficulties. Yes. Hunter Biden. That Hunter Biden. The one who worked for the power company in another country. What's that country called again? Oh, yeah. Ukraine. You know, Hunter Biden, the one who sells paintings. Yeah, so let's go into it. So according to documents obtained by DailyMail.com, the president's son has filed a motion to adjust his child support Monday, citing, quote, a substantial material change in his financial circumstances. Like, it's just a joke. Because you know these people are millionaires and they have money. Especially this guy. Wasn't he just living in a $20,000 a month house surrounded by Secret Service? We have video from the leak of him sliding down the pool, down the slide into the pool naked. Anyway, Hunter, keep in mind who he is, Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's son, he fathered four-year-old Navy Joan back in 2018, allegedly, while he was on a drug-fueled bender. And again, he has never met the young girl who lives with her mother, London Roberts, who's 31, lives in Arkansas. For somebody, and you know, it's frustrating to me because it's like, dude, your dad is the president, and I get you get away with a lot of stuff. But it's like now you're just blatantly doing whatever you want, doing whatever the hell you want without any regard. Don't even care. Like, hey, just throw it in people's face. Like, you don't even care. Like, your dad's reputation is on the line here, but it is what it is, I guess. It is what it is. The child support order was set in March 2020 and adjusted 4 months later. It was filed under seal in Independence County, Arkansas. So there's no knowledge of how much the payments are. And again, this is the best. This isn't the first time Hunter has claimed he's cash strapped. Back in November 2019, I didn't know this. Back in November 2019, filing in a child support case, he claimed, quote, I am unemployed and have no monthly income since May 2019, adding he had, quote, significant debts. Now, keep in mind what I said earlier, he just moved out of his $20,000 per month home in Malibu, where he lived with his wife, now wife, Melissa Cohen, and their two-year-old son, Beau. Before that $20,000 a month home in Malibu, just think about $20,000 a month is what you're paying, or we're paying, the taxpayer. Before that, Hunter was living in a $25,000 per month rented canal front home in Venice, Los Angeles, with, again, his 24-hour Secret Service protection. Roberts and Hunter conceived Navy Joan, the fourth of his five children, around December 2017 when he was still in a relationship with, do you remember who he was in a relationship with? His brother's widow, Haley Biden. brother. Robert spent more than a year working in a junior position at his investment firm. And even after the DNA proved that Hunter was the father, Hunter claimed he did not have enough money to pay child support. This is unbelievable. Why aren't the news media going with this, running with this story? If this was another president, I don't know, Trump, for example, and one of his kids did something like this, you'd never hear the end of it. It'll be constant, constant. It's Easter Sunday. I wonder if Trump's son is going to visit his kid on, you know, whatever. You know I ain't lying. You know I'm not wrong with this. You know I ain't lying. You know 100% the majority of the news medias will, would have literally dragged Trump and his kids through the mud if this was the situation. But it goes unnoticed. $20,000 a month. $25,000 a month. But I ain't got no money. Roberts chased Hunter through the courts for 10 months after he claimed he was too poor to pay child support despite living in a $12,000 per month Hollywood rental and driving a Porsche at the time. Finally, when an Arkansas judge ordered him to produce financial records, he ends up settling out of court, and Roberts automatically wins a reported $2.5 million settlement. Interesting where those numbers came from. Maybe it's because they had to produce the financial records and showed how much money that Hunter has. Keep in mind, he had a memoir called Beautiful Things, and that's when he claimed he went on so many rampages in the wake of his 2017 divorce from Kathleen Buhl that he couldn't recall anything he was doing. Well, that's why he has the video. And that's why we have the photos and the video, and we have the laptop, and allegedly there's another laptop somewhere out there that does document and show us what he was doing. Emails, text messages, iCloud, data. So we have the data, we have the information. Let me continue with the story. Hunter has, again, it's very important to remember that he has never met Navy Joan and would not be able to pick her out of a photo according to the filings in their child custody suit. His dad, Joe, also has not recognized the child as part of his family, nor has he provided her with the same round-the-clock security service protection offered to other Bidens. Roberts instead asked authorities in rural Independence County to step in to keep them both safe from her cage fighter ex-fiancé, Princeton Foster, whom she started dating in 2018, about 6 months after her fling with Hunter ended. Oh, girl. I need this order because I am scared of what Princeton might do to me and my daughter. I am also aware he carries a firearm daily, Roberts stated in her application for protection order. Again, according to DailyMail.com, previously revealed that President Biden has been made aware of Roberts' ordeal and the alleged threat to his granddaughter, who bears a striking resemblance to a young Hunter. But again, the man, Joe Biden, falls up the stairs of Air Force One, falls off a bicycle, loves ice cream, wears sunglasses, can't remember what he did yesterday, messes up every speech he tries. He doesn't even bother to intervene. It's granddaughter. Doesn't even reach out to see if the little girl is okay. This is the president. This is the commander in chief People voted for this man. They still stand behind him. I truly believe if people heard this story of how he treats his granddaughter, or lack thereof, they would start to look into it and see who this person really is. You know what I mean? I mean, it's your granddaughter. You're supposedly, you love kids. leave it at that. I'm not going to say nothing else. You know. By the way, Pedo Peter and Pedo Biden shirts are available in the store. Just mentioning that randomly. It has nothing to do with this topic. But it's... Let's look further into this. So she called the cops back in May, alleging that Foster, who's 27, punched a dent in her car and slashed the wires to her security camera after turning up at her Arkansas home in the middle of the night. She also filed for a protection order, claiming the amateur fighter told her he was going to heaven with Navy Joan, referring to the angelic, blonde-haired youngster that as his daughter, despite having no biological link to her. Roberts gave evidence at a federal courthouse in Joe Biden's home state of Delaware for several hours in February. She testified before a federal grand jury investigating Hunter for alleged tax crimes. Yeah, for someone who claims he doesn't have any money, and you have tax crimes, and you have to prove your financial statements to the judge, and you settle out of court for $2.5 million, I mean, if you don't, do you have money? You don't have money. Do you have a Porsche? You don't have a Porsche. How are you paying for this stuff? How are you paying for this? How are you paying for your trips? How are you paying for your other kid? How can a man claim one and not the other? You know what I'm saying? Like, how can you just be like, yeah, that's not my daughter? Even though it is. Like, how could you do that? Especially if you have money. Like, it's not like he doesn't have money. We all know he has money. He knows he has money. Everyone knows he has money. He could easily afford just to financially cover the cost. Fine, you don't want to be there. For whatever reason, you want to start your own life with your new wife and your own kid, whatever, you know, with her. But still, financially be there? You cared at one point. Or are you going to claim that the whole time you were on drugs and you don't remember any of this? And at the same time, that's not the kid's fault. That ain't your daughter's, daughter's fault. That's a human being. That's a person, right? Innocent human being. It's not her fault her dad is Hunter. You think she wants that? Granddad is the president, doesn't even acknowledge her. That's horrible. That's a horrible thing. And if the majority of the people knew that here's a president, sitting president, who purposely goes out of his way to ignore his granddaughter, I feel like that would make front page news over the queen. Since, you know, we're in America. I'm just saying, here's a man who claims to care about the middle class and the lower class. Well, you don't even care about your damn granddaughter. But you're going to care about all these other classes? You're going to care about the immigrants and the migrants and all these people fleeing from, from wars and attacks and violence. But you don't care about your granddaughter being attacked by a UFC fighter, whatever, the MMA fighter, whoever this guy is. You don't try to at least send security to make sure everybody's okay. It's not a good look, Mr. Biden. I'm just saying. Why doesn't the mom have a restraining order against this man who punched a dent in her car? Maybe she does. Oh, here you go. She also filed for a protection order, claiming the amateur. Okay, she filed for one. But that's got to suck, huh? The only one who wants to claim to be the father is the one who's not the father, biologically, and he is a nutcase. Not a nutcase, just, you know, likes to punch cars, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, Hunter will continue to be in the news, walking around. He's in Cali one day, walking around the city, no problem, holding hands with his wife and his kid. Everything's fine and dandy. Goes on vacation, Air Force One, with his dad, North Carolina. No problem. Everything's fine. I wonder where we go from here. Who's going to be the one to call him out on the bullshit? Who's going to be the one to say, you know what? Let's investigate him. They have enough evidence. They have the laptop. You know they have enough evidence. FBI, I'm talking about. The DOJ. All these people have the evidence. We have the evidence. It was leaked. What is it going to take? Is this man going to have to kill somebody for us to finally say, oh, well, you know, maybe we should look into it? Or are we going to be too busy stopping the MyPillow guy and getting his iPhone at a drive-thru? That's more important. Not this guy who's been making millions off the books. It's just frustrating. You know, and as a father, it's like, you know, and I'm obviously not the best dad in the world. I'm never claimed to be, but I'm there. Freaking, I'm there. I don't know. I feel bad for the daughter. I feel bad for the mother. Roberts, Miss Roberts, whatever. It's a shitty situation for both of them. Especially the daughter. Especially the daughter. She's got to grow up knowing this shit, man. You know she's going to grow up knowing this shit. And she's going to grow up not having the financial stability, probably, to support the therapy she's probably going to need after she learns the truth. A sad, sad time. But I got to report on it because they're not talking about it. Nobody wants to talk about it. I don't know why. Maybe it's done on purpose. Maybe, again, like I said, staying out of the media circle for a reason. Who knows? Maybe they're going to propel him and make him run. Maybe he'll be the you know, vice president or president, like George Bush Jr. Hopefully not, right? Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens. Hey, it's crazy world, 2022. It's only September. And every time I say what else can happen, something crazier happens. Something tops it. So I'm not even going to say it. I don't want to even jinx it. All I'm going to say is this. Keep your head on a swivel. Be alert. Check out the website, cjbronsonstore.com. cjbronsonstore.com. We've got all your shirts, your hats. We've got kids' shirts on there, sweatshirts, everything you need, tank tops for the gym, all kinds of stuff on there. Check that out. There's going to be a sale on Friday. The vote on Twitter for that sale, because I want your guys' opinion. Your vote counts. I want to know what the majority wants, and you'll get what, you know, the majority will get what they want. That's what America's all about. Should be, anyway. Anyway, like, comment, subscribe, hit me up on Twitter at CJ Bronson Show, and guys, keep your head on a swivel at all times. Be alert. Even when I'm recording this, I'm alert. You see me looking around. I'm not looking around because I'm paranoid. I'm looking around. Oh, I'm a little paranoid. I'm looking around because I want to be alert. You know, I don't know who these people are around me. That's the way you got to be, unfortunately. What do you want me to say? That's the truth. All right. Be safe. Be good. I'll talk to you guys later. Peace. I love y'all. Bye-bye.